You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. So the straw law went into effect this year. Before that, it was called AB 1884. Well, this legislative session, California Governor Gavin Newsom had dozens of bills on his desk to consider signing into law. And the range of issues was wide, from police use of force to water use, from vaccine exemptions to microchip implants in pets. Some he vetoed, others he signed. San Francisco Chronicle reporter Dustin Gardner reports on the state capitol. He joins me now to talk about some of the big bills he's been covering and whether they were signed by the governor. Let's start with one that I've been thinking about is SB1 and how the state, you know, has been kind of challenging these Trump administration environmental pushbacks to the state. What's happening with that?
Yeah, so this is a bill that really didn't get a lot of debate until the final night of lawmakers' session. Senate President Pro Tem Toni Atkins, she pushed this through on the final night. And then the big surprise was Governor Newsom's decision to veto the bill. Basically, the day after it passed on that final night, he said that he was going to veto it. And it was a head-scratcher for a lot of progressives and environmentalists in particular. Basically, the bill would preserve California's labor and environmental protections at where they were at the end of the Obama administration and to essentially prevent any sort of Trump administration rollbacks. But Governor Newsom said he felt like the bill doesn't really give the state any additional powers to push back against the feds, and he was worried that it could inadvertently complicate some delicate negotiations with Central Valley farmers and water rights and regulations intended to protect fish species from extinction. So that was kind of a political hot potato for the governor.
Mm. Progressives not happy about that.
No, not at all. It was, you know, it's one of the few bills this session where the governor really kind of got sideways with some of the more progressive lawmakers in the legislature.
Mm-hmm. And let's move on to some others. What about SB 276? The Bay Area is a place where vaccines are a big issue. What happened with that bill?
This was probably the single most controversial piece of legislation that sucked up the most oxygen all session long. This is a measure dealing with medical exemptions for vaccines. Going back several years ago after the big measles outbreak tied to visitors at Disneyland, the state legislature started tightening exemptions to vaccine requirements for, you know, for students entering kindergarten. But as the state has tightened some of those exemptions, they, for example, got rid of a personal belief exemption. The number of medical exemptions, students, you know, whose parents have a doctor's note basically saying that they cannot be vaccinated for some medical reason, the number of students with those exemptions has just skyrocketed. It's more than quadrupled in the last several years. And so the legislature lawmakers wanted to act because they're concerned that many of these exemptions are fraudulent. And so basically this bill would tighten those exemptions and basically create ways that the state can investigate doctors and review areas where there seems to be an irregular spike in the number of exemptions.
Another big issue here in the Bay Area has been the rights of gig workers. So that was AB 5. What happened with AB 5?
Yeah, this another real hot potato here. AB 5, the so-called gig worker bill, this would affect many workers from Lyft drivers, Uber drivers, to all sorts of other independent contractors in many industries, you know, even people like freelancers who work for newspapers. And this, it's essentially redefining labor law and preventing companies that have expanded the number of independent contractors from doing so. And it's codifying a state Supreme Court decision known as the Diamond X case that establishes a 1-2-3 test to determine if an employee or contractor is truly independent from the company they're doing work with. And this was a huge victory for labor unions. They fought really hard against some of the tech companies and others to get this through. and the governor signed it. And now we're at the start of what looks like could be a pretty expensive political battle. The tech companies have said that they will spend at least $90 million. This is Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash. At least $90 million on a ballot initiative to overturn the law at the November 2020 ballot box. So that's going to be a very expensive fight that'll probably drag out all the way through November.
What about AB 1482, tenancy rights and cap on rents?
This was another pretty significant victory for the governor. There had been a lot of back and forth this session about legislation to cap rent increases and create more tenant rights. And the governor negotiated with real estate groups, with housing advocates, and the compromise they came up with caps rent increases to 5% statewide plus inflation for the next decade. It also creates just kind of a general tenants system of rights, basically creating a statewide standard for just cause evictions. And it would apply to tenants that have been in their unit for a year or longer.
And I want to talk a little bit about AB 392. That's the police use of force, which, again, has been one of the issues on people's minds in a lot of the Bay Area, in Oakland. And, you know, we've covered it a lot here on KLW as well. So if you can talk a little bit about it and what was the decision by the governor?
Yeah, this was another big victory for progressives this session. There are a lot of big ticket items that got through this year. This it's creating a new standard for when police can use lethal force. A lot of experts consider it the most stringent standard in the country. Basically, before this bill passed, the standard was based on what a typical police officer would think is reasonable under the circumstances. And this bill is changing that definition to say that they can only use force when it's considered necessary. And experts who study this, you know, think that's just a much tighter standard. But at the same time, I should add that civil rights groups, including Black Lives Matter, for example, they were not very happy with some of the changes that were made in the bill. The original version went further. But at the end of the day, you know, the governor, Assemblywoman Shirley Weber from Los Angeles, and a wide variety of civil rights groups that did support the final bill, along with some of the police officer unions, and they did get it through.
Mm-hmm. Any other bills that you want to highlight here? I mean, I'm looking at the list, and there's everything from drinking water to horse racing to, like, pet chip implants.
There are so many things they do here. We talked about some of the really big things that got through this year. Like I said, this was a very busy year, especially for the governor's first year in office. A lot of big ticket items really did get done. Another big one that got through, the governor actually signed this week, is SB 206. This is changing rules for student athletes in college and their ability to have rights to their name, their image, their likeness. And, you know, under current NCAA regulations, students aren't allowed to benefit, or student athletes, athletes in school aren't allowed to benefit financially from those things, generally speaking. Mm. And this is allowing them to do so. And the governor and supporters of this bill, including Senator Nancy Skinner from Berkeley, they've really framed this as an issue of social and economic justice. In their words, they feel like a lot of students, particularly students of color, have been, basically bringing in millions and millions of dollars for schools and not personally benefiting from that. At the same time, coaches and the institutions are drawing in millions of dollars based on their performance when they're, you know, the ones putting their bodies on the line and often, you know, facing serious injuries. So that was another very high-profile item. The governor rolled it out. Announced it in a press video with LeBron James and some other prominent athletes. So another big kind of headline grabber for him.
All right. Well, we'll end it with sports then. Thank you very much, Dustin. San Francisco Chronicle reporter Dustin Gardner reports on the state capitol. We've got a link to his work at klw.org.